the day of Pentecost, is this amazing thing. It's actually the third biggest holiday, the third biggest season of the church year. And as someone asked me this morning, there's no good greeting for Pentecost. You know, you can say Blessed Christmas or Blessed Easter, but what do you say for Pentecost? Plentiful Pentecost? No, I don't know what you say. But we don't have, there's just, somehow or another, this just doesn't get the kind of attention and we don't have enough imagination about it. But it's this amazing thing. And it's, you know the story. They're all there in Jerusalem, and there's people from every nation on all the earth. I mean, this is like, that's an important thing to know. All the nations are gathered up there in Jerusalem, and this thing happens. And as it's happening, the people are going, wait a minute, aren't these guys from Galilee? They're Galileans. Everybody knows Galilee. I mean, I don't know how they knew they were Galileans. They must have reeked of fish. That's what I think. You know, everybody in Galilee fishes. But you know that people from Galilee, they don't speak those languages. I mean, they're not metropolitan people. You know, they're Shalanites. They're, you know, rural people. And yet, they're all, we all hear them in this, in our language, our native language. This is an amazing thing. And then they ask each other, what can this mean? Except that they aren't asking each other, what can this mean? They're asking a more delicious question. What does this wish to be? This event. What does it wish to be? Isn't that great? And I can tell you what it wishes to be. It wishes to be the washing down of the Holy Spirit, the pouring down of the Holy Spirit, and the washing away of all of the spirit in which we have been living all of this time, in bondage to sin, captive, unable to free ourselves, and this wind, this breath, this spirit blows through, and it blows through for everybody to change our spirit, to change our hearts. And it's not just me, and it's not just you, it's everybody. It's the whole world. It's nations upon nation upon nation, and it's person upon person. And here's the thing. God's doing this, and it isn't really my favorite thing in the world. I'm not sure I want my spirit to change, because I mean, I'm okay with those Parthians and Medes and Elamites, but those people from Pamphylia, oh my gosh, really? Phrygia? No, thank you. I know those people from Phrygia. Don't you know them? I mean, yeah, there's, you don't really want to accept them, right? You know what I'm talking about. Ugh. Well, the spirit of Pentecost doesn't care what I want, doesn't care who I like and who I don't like. Many of you have heard me say, Jesus doesn't really care who you like and don't like. Jesus tells you love. Love them, whether you like them or not. Well, okay. So here's this spirit, and it's blowing through. And the Pentecostal event is this incredible opening that God inspires, breathes into, gives breath to every single living creature, every single person on the earth, whether we like them or not. And when you get that kind of experience, oh my gosh, that's the Pentecostal experience. So this past Wednesday, I went down, I had told you all we were going to go down to this fair that was supported by the Gay Straight Alliance in the high school to celebrate kids and their we were invited specifically because the leaders wanted them to know that God loved them, and he invited us to come and to be there and to bear witness and to give them some support. So went down this fair. I wasn't actually expecting much because it was a fair, sort of like Earth Day. You know, you can't have real intense conversation on Earth Day. And so it's going to be like that, and I was like, okay, we'll go. We'll see what happens. Well, the Spirit was at work, and people were coming up to me like, I'm so glad you're here. This is great. And not only that, but then saying, you know, what do you have to tell me? What do you think I should read? I was raised a Christian, and then I ran away from it for a while, but now I'm coming back to it. What should I be reading? Ah, sheesh. Oh, I was stunned. Right? And folks think, you know, this is just, I'm so excited that you're here, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit about my journey. That's what I thought we were going to be invited to in the first place, and there it was. God said, well, it's not the same format that you thought, but I can work with it. And there it was. So that's happening. And at the same time, there's another organization in there having a thing that is, they call it a town hall meeting, speaking truth about the LGBTQ community. It wasn't gracious. It was hard. And it was, it was hard and degrading. So, at 8 o'clock, that group was going to be coming out of their church. So, at about 8:05, there was a group of kids who were wandering down there with their flags and kind of they're chanting and they're singing and they're, but they want to confront the people who are coming out of the church soon. And that was when I had heard the setup, I thought this is the second reason I need to be here, is because there needs to be somebody that stands between those two, right? So some folks from the church came and I explained that. So we went in and the first thing that happened is they were gathered across the street from the church in a good distance, a respectful distance, but, you know, clearly orienting themselves towards that church. And a little obnoxious, they're teenagers. But there they were. And I said, okay, that's what they're doing. But then they went across the street and just right up close towards the church. And I was like, this is not good. And so, and I have to tell you that there was a woman who is not from here, but she was a real instigator of all this. She was like, get over there, you know, get closer and all this stuff. And really be in their face. And I wasn't liking that. So when that kids went over there, she was over here, and I said to her, you know, this is not a good thing. This could be a dangerous thing. This could just incite a lot of bad stuff. And she says to me, well, we didn't bring any weapons or anything. We're just here to be who we are. And I said, oh, that's good. And then she said, I don't know about you guys, at me. And I said, well, I don't think you know who you guys is, but that doesn't matter. I'm not worried about your kids. I'm worried about the interaction that's going to happen if they're right out there when they first come out. So please, just could we just think about this? These kids are too young, and we don't want them to be hurt in any way. And she just kind of blew me off. So I went and stood between where the kids were and where the church was, and just held that space. And some others helped. And all of a sudden, this woman gets up off of her truck and she comes across to the kids, and she says, "You guys are. I'm so proud of you guys, but I'm worried about your safety. So why don't you come back to the truck?" And I said, thanks be to God. this is going on externally, and internally I'm getting irritated at the kids because they're being obnoxious. I'm getting irritated at that woman because she was definitely obnoxious. And I'm still struggling with the people inside. You know, like, what about them? So they start coming out, though, and I stand right between, in the middle, hold the space. And all of a sudden, there's a couple of them came over to talk to me. I knew them. I knew a bunch of them, and they were talking to me. And I was like, wow. All of a sudden, I felt like I love these people. I don't know why. Because I don't like these people at all. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like their theology. I don't agree with their theology. They are inspired by the same Spirit of God. They are breathing in the same Spirit of life that I am. All of us carry the dignity of God in us. And we can be as right as rain, and we can be as wrong as anything, and that truth remains true. That they have the same Spirit of God. The Quakers say that of God in every person. And the Quakers also say that is who you interact with. That of God. That's the thing in everybody that you interact with. That's what you strive to interact with. Isn't that beautiful? That of God in every person. And so now I'm thinking, oh, I kind of like these guys. And I mean, I'm loving these guys, but in my human mind, I'm like, gee, now I'm loving these guys, and these guys are kind of irritating to me. Am I switching sides? What's going on here? Right? But of course, the answer is no. I'm not switching sides, because that of God in every person is in that of God is in these kids, and even in that irritating woman. Right? And I'm at the corner of Okanagan and Nelson, Emerson and Okanagan, and I'm having this Pentecostal event, right? Because the Spirit of God is poured out on everybody, and it's like, oh, and even on me, Mr. Judgmental, right? Mr. Pick a side and be right about it. No. So this whole event is this incredible Pentecostal thing. And so by the end of it, I'm waiting there until everybody were there, until, you know, we were thinking, geez, when are those, let's get out of it. The church has been done, if it's been done for an hour, but you know how church people are, they linger at the door and they're talking and everything. And I'm like, come on, go home. And these kids are over here and I'm telling them, come on, go home. But they're not, none of them are. So we have time to just sit there and wait for this. Wait for everybody to go home. And so finally, everybody's heading out, and we're walking back, and one of the teenage girls, she says, hey, and I said, yeah, she says, can I give you a hug? And I said, me? She said, yeah, can I give you a hug? Oh, yeah, sure you can, I would love. She gives me a hug, and your hug, this is the Spirit of God. Holy mackerel. It's poured out on everybody. So, what am I supposed to do with this? Those folks, I kind of thought I wasn't going to like them. And I'm loving them. And these folks, they were loving them. And I think that is what this Pentecostal event wants to be. It wants to be that Spirit which blows into us and removes the spirit of animosity and division and hatred and suspicion and breathes in that of God in us. And eyes to see and a heart to yearn for that of God in everyone else. And we are certainly in this world called to take a stand somewhere. We are not called to take a stand scapegoating or assuming that God isn't with that group or God doesn't love that. It's complicated. It can be complicated. And it's wild. And it's unpredictable. Where is this wind going to blow? But I know for sure it blows through our hearts and through our souls and calls us and pushes us and cajoles us into making sure we understand. This breath that I'm breathing in, the borrowed breath of God, is the same borrowed breath of God that that person is breathing in. And the topper of it all is the most irritating person in the whole group, I mean, besides me, is that woman who's got all of that. And she comes up to me and she says, "Oh, thanks for what you did today." What? And then she kind of gives me a fist bump and she says, "You know, I just needed a role, and you gave me a role in this. Thank you for giving me a role." So I went away not being able to be irritated with anybody. All nations are gathered together. And God says, perfect. I got them right where I want them. All in one place. One big breath. Get them all. And that breath continues to be the very Spirit of God that we breathe in. Oh, dear people. It's a really hard thing, but it's a beautiful invitation. And it's not even, I don't even want to say, get out there and feel good towards everybody. It's instead, this thing is, it's the Spirit's work, right? So remember, at the end of the service, you all know this service, you know the dismissal by heart, right? Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. All of those sound like things, like it's a get out there and do those things, right? I know, because every time I go, Mike or Mark Schramm says, that's a lot of stuff I have to remember today for this week. But it dawns on me now, and it dawned on me this week, is that no, we're not, those aren't commands. Go out and do that so much. So it sounds kind of like that, but instead it is the power of the Holy Spirit is doing all of those things in you already. Right? In the power of the Holy Spirit, you will help the afflicted, support the broken, or support, I can't do it without going all the way through it. You know what I'm talking about, right? But in the Holy Spirit, you will honor all people. You will. Because that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so, the only thing that we really do at the end is rejoice. Rejoicing. That could be a command. Because all of these things have been done. The Spirit has led us through these things. The Spirit is leading us to do these things. And all we get to do, all we have to do, rather, is to say, oh, wow, that's amazing. Rejoice. Be glad. Be glad that the Spirit is breathing through us and into every single person. There's no more enemies. The last enemy, death itself, has already been put asunder. Can we live without enemies? And the Spirit and the people say, yes, with the help of God.